Patissasamuppada, dependent origination. Talk number 5. Nama rupa picchaya salayatanam. Because of mind and matter as condition, six sense basis arises. This is the fourth link. Because of mind and matter as conditions, six sense basis arises. So during this dependent origination talks, not in general any Dhamma talks that I deliver, you will hear repeating the same words or the same phrase or the same sentence repeatedly. I repeat many times. And for those of you who have a sharp mind, will find it irritating. I heard you. I already know. Don't treat me like a dummy, so to speak. That kind of thoughts can irritate you because you are hearing the same thing many times. Like spoon feeding. If that is so, this is the time to develop patience, Kanti. With Kanti, you can overcome those kind of thoughts and take it as it is. But some of you will find this repetition of the words and sentence again and again, you'll find it quite helpful to understand and to remember. And also, it is helpful to use Pali words. Some people might think, no, what's he saying? But it's helpful to use Pali words as much as one can. You too, if you can, use Pali words. Just like the word karma is a Pali word. Karma is a Pali word. Karma is a Sanskrit word. But now it's become a part of your language, the Western language. Just like that, use Pali words as much as you can to avoid misunderstanding, because there are many, many English words translated of the same Pali word. In some cases, there's no equivalent English words to represent. For those reasons, it is useful to use Pali words if you can. Mind, nama, nama, mind. It's a consciousness and mental factors. Mind equal consciousness plus mental factors. You can call it mental faculty, mental factors, or you can call it mental faculty. Mental faculty, which is dependent on the rupa matter. Okay, mind is consciousness plus mental factors. Mind is mental faculty which is dependent on matter, rupa. Okay, consciousness is the bare awareness of sense objects. Simply bare awareness of any kind of sense objects. It has only one variety, atypical. Only one kind, one variety, atypical. It has no two. That's consciousness. And mental factors, in Pali it's called Chetasika. Mental factors are all wholesome, unwholesome, and neutral qualities of consciousness. Okay? You will find the mind. Okay? You will find the consciousness together with many qualities. Wholesome qualities, unwholesome qualities, and neutral qualities. Those are mental factors. Bear awareness of consciousness. Combining these two is called the mind, nama. So you can say, in other words, mental factors are simply the coloring agents of consciousness. Let's take it, consciousness as no color. If you mix it up with the mental factors, it has a color, a flavor, a quality. Like clear water, no color. If you add on a red dye or yellow dye, it becomes a red water or yellow water, just like that. Because of these mental factors, altogether 52 of them, okay, there arises 121 types of mind. 121 types of mind, nama. So, in here, it is the mind that experience. It is the mind that thinks, that reason. It's the mind that judge. It's the mind that have attachment and aversion towards all objects. It is the mind that experience, that thinks, that reason, that judge, have attachment and have aversion towards all objects. Not you, not me, it is the mind. And the mind is consciousness plus mental factors. So in this fourth link, we are talking about the fourth link of dependent origination. In this fourth link, nama. What does nama represent or signifies? It is just like in the third link, the same as in third link. It represents or it signifies chetasika, mental factors. In the fourth link, nama means chetasika. You have to know piece by piece what it contains, what it presents, what is not. So, in the fourth link, nama signifies chetasika, like in the third link. As I have explained quite a bit on the third link, we don't need to go farther about chetasika, mental factors. Okay, nama rupa. Vichaya salayatanam. We talk about nama already. Rupa What is rupa? Rupa in English, matter, physical phenomenon, physicality, body, form. These are the words translated. Use it accordingly as required. This rupa or matter, it belongs to both animate world and inanimate world. It represents both worlds, animate as well as inanimate. And there are 28 types of matter, or more precisely 28 properties in matter. Four of them are called primaries, Mahabhuta. And 24, the remaining 24, arises depending or dependent on the four primaries. Without the four primaries, these 24 cannot exist. They depend on the four primaries, Mahabhuta. These dependent in Pali is Upada Rupa. Okay. Dependent materiality is called Upada Rupa. Primaries materiality is called Mahabhuta. So, what are these four primaries? The four primaries of matters. The primary qualities of matter. Simply in Pali, Patavi, Tejo, Apo, Vayo, Dhatu. Patavi means earth. Dhatu means element. One of the qualities is called earth element. The next one is water elements. The next one is wind element. And the next one is wind element. Earth, wind, fire, and water. The four elements. But don't literally go and take this is the wind, this is the water, and this is the earth. Whenever we say earth element, it refers to the obvious qualities of the earth. Earth is a substance. In a substance, the most obvious one is softness and hardness. When you touch it, you will feel it soft and hard. That's the earth element. And the next one is Apo Dhatu, water element. Water element is actually humidity or wetness, cohesiveness. These kind of qualities are called water element, or just simply water, Apo. The next one is Vayo Dhatu. Vayo is wind, Dhatu element, wind element. So wind elements represented by what? Pressure, movements, vibrations. These qualities are called wind elements. So when you're experiencing a vibration, that means you're experiencing the wind element. You are experiencing the rupa, matter. If you are feeling a pressure, you are experiencing the wind element. You are experiencing what rupa is in the truest form. And the last element is called Tejo Dhatu. Tejo is heat or temperature. Heat or temperature, hot and cold. And when you are experiencing hot and cold, that is, you are experiencing fire element. You are experiencing one of the quality of matter. These are the four. These are the four primary elements or four fundamental elements of matter. Fundamental elements of matter. And it serves as the basis for other material properties to arise. Without these four, other 24 material properties cannot exist or arise. So these four primaries or four fundamental properties of matter, it's a Buddhist scientific, let's say, scientific classification of matter by the Buddha. It's a scientific classification of matter or rupa by the Buddha. Over 2,500 years ago, a matter exists as of a substance, heat, temperature. It is always vibrating and it has a cohesive or cohesive power. Cohesion and expansion. That's it. That's what matter is. The other 24 dependent properties, upada, rupa. 24 properties. In my opinion, I think it is classified for us, every one of us, to understand Buddha's teaching, what he is going to talk, what he is going to teach us, to understand that he classified these 24. Not only that, to understand his Dhamma or his teaching, and also to practice. That's how the dependent, upada, dependent materiality, upada rupa, is classified. So we already know the first four, primary, earth, wind, fire, and water. Let's see what are the remaining 24 are. Rather than reciting all 24 by name, let's put them in a group, in that way it's easier to remember. The first group we can call it sensitivities. Yeah. Pasada, sensitivity. There are altogether five of them. Second group is called Gosara, sense object, five of them. First is sensitivity, five. Second is sense object, five of them. And the third one is Bhava, gender, male and female, two. And the next one is Hadaya Vuttu. It's called heart base or heart materiality. That's one. And the group number five is Jivitindriya, life faculty. That's one. As we are talking about Rupa, this life faculty is for physical life faculty. And the sixth is ahara, nutrition. That's also one. Seven is akasa, space. It's one. Space is considered by the Buddha as matter. And 8 is vinyati. In English, communication. There are 2 types. 9 is vikara, modes or manner. And 10 is lakana, common characteristics, 3 of them. If you add all of them, it will come to 24. So this is the enumeration of the 28 physical properties of matter, 28 qualities of matter, 4 primaries and 24 dependent qualities of matter. That's overall 28. But we are talking about the fourth link, nama rupa pichaya salayatanam. Because of mind and matter as condition, 6 sense basis arises. So, in this 12th link, only 12 qualities of the matters are constituted. Of course, 4 primaries. They always, as long as you say matter, these 4 primaries is always there. 4 primaries, earth, wind, fire, and water. And then 5 sensitivity. That comes to 9. 1 heart base, 10. 1 jivitendriya, life faculty, 11. And 1 nutrition, 12. Only 12 of them constitutes in this fourth link. So that's rupa. Nama rupa pichaya salayatam. Nama, mind. We discussed about it. Rupa, matter. We have just finished discussing about it. Nama rupa. And the condition factor is salayatanam, 6 sense base. Let's see what 6 sense base is. Salayatana, okay, sala, the 6 senses, and ayatana, sala is 1, sa, 6 sense, ayatana, basis for the consciousness to arise. Basis. What kind of basis? These are the base for consciousness to arise. So, salayatanas is 6 sense basis where 6 types of consciousness arises. More complete. That is salayatana. So, before we go to the basis, let's see sensitivity. Okay? Sensitivity. Pasada. Sensitivity. Let's go with the physical sensitivity. There are 5 of them. 5 physical sensitivity and 1 mental sensitivity. Altogether, 6 sensitivities. So what are these sensitivities? What do you mean by sensitivities? The first one is called Sakku Pasada. Sakku is eye. Pasada is sensitivity, eye sensitivity. Eye sensitivity in general, loosely, is your eyeball. But not the whole eyeball itself. It is the retina in your eyeball that capture the image from outside and then reflect in it and transmit the image, that retina and the nerve system, that is the eye sensitivity, sakupasada. Next one is sota pasada, ear sensitivity. Now you know it's the hair in the ear and the eardrum, the nerve system of the ear, where it captures all the sound that has been transmitting within that range. That is ear sensitivity. And then kana pasada. Basically, you have nose sensitivity. Okay, and the nose, there are cells there, it can capture all the smell. That's a nose sensitivity. And then tongue sensitivity, jihua pasada, tongue sensitivity. All the taste buds on your tongue, some area capture sweetness, some sourness, some hotness. They have their own job and they have their own little departments and domains to capture all different kind of taste. That is tongue sensitivity. And then the last one is body sensitivity. Body sensitivity is an area where one can detect any touch sensation. Touch sensation. Your whole body is that body sensitivity. The whole body, except your nails. Okay. Your nails and the hair. Nails and hair. Even the hair is the near the end of the hair. And your nails, they don't have the touch sensation. Other than that, all the body, the whole skin area, even inside. That's why you can feel sometimes something grinding inside your tummy, because you can feel the sensation. That's a touch sensitivity. So these are the five sensitivities. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, and the body. So that is the five sensitivities. But now we have another word called sense basis. What's the difference between sense pasada, sensitivity, and ayatana, basis? See, it's important to know. There's no difference. They are one and the same. They are one and the same. But different words indicating different functions. Sensitivity is, it is sensitive to the form, to the smell, to the sound, and so on. It emphasizes more onto the object. And basis, what are the basis? We already talked about the ayatana. Basis is consciousness to rise upon or on. Six basis, where six type of consciousness do rise. And they are the same. They arise from that eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body. But the emphasis is different. The other one is indicating the sensitivity to the objects. And ayatana is indicating this is a spot, this is a domain, this is a place where consciousness used as a base to rise upon that particular type of consciousness. So they are the same, just the emphasis is a little bit different. Pasada and ayatana, sensitivity and the base of consciousness to rise. So, these contribute, this ayatana basis contributes for the mind-based consciousness, for the mind to arise. These bases contribute for the mind to arise. These bases contribute for the consciousness to arise. So, the mind arises, but the mind has its own base to arise. The other one is simply the seeing and hearing. The mind has its own base. What is the mind base? The mind base is called Hadaya Vittu, heart base. Okay? Hadaya Vittu is the heart base. Mind base, the mind or consciousness arises based on the heart base. Heart base is referring to materiality. Mind base is referring to consciousness. These are words, but you need to understand what is indicating what. Okay. Don't think mind base and heart base are the same. Heart base is materiality, rupa. Mind base is mentality, consciousness. So, this consciousness, these five bases contribute as a base for the consciousness to arise. You can call it consciousness in Pali, vijnana, or more precisely, pincha vijnana, five types of consciousness. Or there's another one called manayatana. Manayatana is another word for consciousness. Mano, mana. I'm not a scholar in Pali. I just know a few words taught by my teachers. So, rupa. What is rupa? Rupa is the four primaries. This four primaries contribute what? It contribute pasada, sensitivity, or ayatana, basis. The four sensitivity contributes for the arising of the sensitivities and basis. And that's a rupa. Rupa. Pichya, pincha ayatana. Rupa is the contributor. And this basis, five bases are the dependent product. Depending upon the rupa, they arises. Okay. This ayatana basis, they are material, but this material cannot arises without the four primaries. So, rupa as a conditioning factor, so to speak, and the basis are the condition factor. That is on the rupa. And heart, we already said about it, heart base. Heart base is also a matter. The other five bases are also matter. Heart base is a matter, but that's for the arising of the thoughts, arising of the consciousness. Without that materiality, consciousness cannot arise. Heart base is matter, and mind base is consciousness, citta. So you need to be very careful to understand that these two bases sounds like the same, but they are different. Heart base represent the materiality and mind base represent the consciousness. Okay, we have talked about five sensitivity, five bases, and we talk about the heart base. Next one is jiwitendriya, life force, life faculty. But this one is specifically for rupa, materiality. Okay, physical life force. That is a quality by itself. We don't know what exactly it is in a scientifically, but we can explain in this way. Without this material quality, life force material quality, our body will decompose. If you don't have that quality, our body will rot, decompose. That is jiwitendriya, the quality of it. And it is not just the whole. Okay, this is specifically for body, body life force. Let's say somebody's hand got infected and really gangrene come up, and that part of the area is totally decomposed. In other words, at that part of the hand, there is no physical life force. It decomposed, it rots, it's infected in medical term. So what do we have to do? We have to chop it off from the elbow, so that this physical life force will not be taken out from the arm. So this physical life force, it operates segment by segment in your body. But if the whole body is devoid of this physical life force, you are dead. That's why all the dead body become, the corpse become decomposed. That is the physical life force, rupa jiwitendriya. So I don't know whether that is the oxygen or red cell or white cell, medical people might be able to deduct it, but that is physical life force. And the next one is ahara, nutrition. Nutrition also is contribute to the five sense basis. If you don't have a proper nutrition, if you don't have food, your quality and functions and ability of the eyes or the ears or the tongues will start to degenerate. When you're very sick, what happened? You lost appetite. When you're very weak, what happened? Your ear began to just making a big ringing sound and you can't hear. That is called breaking down. And those are maintained by what? Those are maintained by the food you eat. The nutrition in the food that you eat maintains or contributes to these five sensitivity or five sense basis. So in here, if you look at it, What is ahara? Food, nutrition. That's a rupa, materiality. And what is it contributing to? It contributed to the five sense basis. So instead of the whole formula, nama rupa pichaya salayatanam, we can say rupa pichaya pincha ayatana. Rupa. In this particular case, ahara, nutrition. Pichaya, it's the condition, the pincha ayatana, five sense basis. See, when you go deeper and deeper, the formula, there's a lot of variation in the main formula that is at the heading, at the top of the chapter. Nama rupa pichaya salayatanam. Mind and matter is the conditioning factor, and sixth sense space is the conditioned factor. But it is very deep and detailed when you go piece by piece by piece. The formula within that, under that, the formula start to change based on the specific condition of what you are examining or looking at. So in the fourth link, is the supportive conditioning factor. Nama rupa, mind and matter, is the supportive conditioning factor, not the producer. And also the result are the supported condition factors, salayatanam, supportive condition factor. So the fourth link is the description of supportive conditioning factor and supported condition factor. Okay. And for this process to happen, okay, all of the factors, all of the properties take place together, so to speak. They exist together, they arise together, they exist together, and they disappear together. For this supportive conditioning factor and supported condition factor to happen, all the participant has to be there at the same time together. Only in the second link, if you remember second link, sankhara pichaya vinyanam, karma formation condition, the arising of consciousness. That's the second link. Only in that link, this is the producer and the product. It produced, and there comes out the product in the second link. But the rest of them are not as straightforward as that. That's why Buddha said it is quite deep. And even under one heading, there might be, you can produce several more headings, subheadings, based on the each condition. But most of the people think, oh, the abundant origination, it's about the producer and product. The cause is happening something. And then the effect is the product. Most think that way. Just by looking at the 12 links, it seems that way. It sounds that way. But it's not. So if you want to learn, and if you learn called another discourse called Patana, condition, 24 conditioning factors, if you study or learn that discourse, Patana, 24 conditioning factors, you will see there's multiples of combinations and permutations of these cause and effects and cause and effects and cause and effect. Well, if you want to go farther, you can study Patthana. So I think this will give you enough insight into this number four link. Namarupa Vichya Salayatanam. Because of the mind and matter as condition, six sense basis arises. May all of you be able to study, learn this dependent origination and be able to apply in your practice and progress as soon as possible. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you very much.